Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Managing diseases in crops starts with variety selection, choosing lines which are more tolerant or even resistant to diseases common in one's fields. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Specialist Madeline Shires reports diseases can be variable every crop season, but for wheat, there are common threats every year.
We kind of started the year with wheat where we were seeing tan spots starting super early in winter wheat. And then we had a major outbreak of stripe rust that affected both winter and spring wheat, all from the southern part of the state all the way up to the northern part of the state.
In addition, Fusarium head blight, also called scab or FHB, was an issue for spring wheat growers in northern regions of South Dakota in 2024. In addition to variety selection for disease management, Shires encourages farmers to scout their fields early and often, along with monitoring weather conditions.
And using some of those predictive tools that we have, especially in wheat diseases, to see if you should be considering spraying. Many of our diseases that we have here, like tan spot and Stagonospora inceptoria, they don't really get to yield limiting levels, but they can be problematic if they start really early in the year. Stripe rust is another one you want to monitor for and kind of know what your disease threshold is going to be.
The SDSU Mesonets Small Grain Disease Tool allows farmers to track disease potential based on current weather predictions and the growth stage of the wheat, providing valuable data which can aid in fungicide decisions. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on disease management in wheat.